Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. And I am the light within your soul, in the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign, but to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. And when I call to thee and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Lord of light and love, everything I find in tune with the divine. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign, but to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. I am the light within your soul, in the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And when I call to thee and come on bending knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. For to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy way of the Most High. Om Shabbat
Shalom, Holy Angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me tonight here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I am your host tonight. The music you heard playing there at the beginning of the show is I Sense Your Presence by Shem Shai. And I want to welcome back those that have been here before, and also a welcome to those that are just joining us for the first time. I have to apologize if there's many extra noise going on tonight than normal. I am on the road working on the Compassion Tour, which some of you have heard me talk about in the past before, and traveling cross-country. So it's quite an interesting journey right now, making that tour. So anyways, here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, one of the things I focus on is that my main message is compassion, and I help people find how to use compassion in their everyday life. I created the Genesis Clearing Statement, which some of you may have experienced on previous shows. We may be working with some of you tonight because we will be doing some live, taking the live callers, and also I'll be watching in the chat there to see if anybody has any questions or comments coming up in the chat. So again, just because I'm on the road, I'll apologize if things are running a little slow on my connection here. And I also have authored two books titled Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Workbook. And in addition, as you heard me mention, I've created the Compassion Tour, and that's a nationwide tour that includes workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, and fundraising events. And if you'd like to check out more of what's happening with that, we have several events that are just coming up here, like within the next week. So there's only a couple of days to register for some of these events. You can go to jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com, and that's going to show you all the events that you can still currently register for. There's also an option there for gifting the tour. So let's say you can't make it to an event, but you still want to support the work that I'm doing, which helps me get out to the fundraisers and things like that. Then you can go ahead and donate any amount. It could be $1, it can be $20, whatever you choose to do. And here at Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, I like to look at different ways that compassion exists in our lives, how to remove those blocks and resistances and the frustrations that we deal with in day-to-day life. And some weeks I discuss different aspects of how compassion is in our life and how it affects our lives and the different areas of compassion. Some weeks we'll be doing more exercises and practical implementations. A lot of times I do have guests on the show so that you can learn about how their work is going for them and what they're doing and how that complements compassion. I'll be highlighting different musical guests, as I've mentioned in the past, and then we'll have nights that are just coaching nights. So, again, I will be taking people. I will be watching on the phone lines tonight and also in the chat for anybody who wants to put anything in there. And what we'd like to do here is to help people make breakthroughs, to get some insights and some answers into things. On tonight's show, we're going to be working with the Genesis Clearing Statement, doing some live coaching, but I've also got guest Amy Harris here, and she's a Chief Vibrational Officer of Truthful Intuitive Guide to Life Everlasting. And so if you have questions, either for Amy when I bring her on or for myself, you can just dial in on the main number there, 760-542-4345. Again, that's 760-542-4345, and you just press 1, and that'll get you into the call queue there. So that'll be really great. Amy actually is the person that connected me with Angela, who's the owner of the Academy of Massage Therapy and Body Works in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And this was sort of a last-minute addition to my tour. In addition to the Pottstown event, I also added on an event that is going on in Phoenixville. Now, the Pottstown event is going to be a two-night event during the week. It's October 17th and 18th, so it's coming up actually just in a few days here, and that's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m. If you'd like to find out more about that event, you can go to Compassion Tour Pottstown, PA. eventbrite.com, and you do need to get registered right away because we are down to the last few days. And then the Phoenixville, Pennsylvania venue is October 20th and 21st. So we're less than a week away from that as well, and that's going to be a two-day event on the weekend, meeting from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. And you can find out more about that one at CompassionTourPhoenixvillePA.eventbrite.com. So lots of good things coming up on that. And one other one that's coming up very, very rapidly is the event that's going on in Glen Echo, Maryland, just outside of D.C. And that is my event with Wendy Martins there. So that's another one that you really want to take a look at. And that is Compassion Tour, glenecho.eventbrite.com. So lots of things happening very, very quickly here. Just a reminder that if you enjoy the show, make sure you're letting your friends, your family, significant others, Facebook connections, whoever you want to share it with, know about the show. They can listen to it in our archives, which they can get to by the same link that you came into the show, or they can also go on to facebook.com/activatingcompassion. Just click on the notes file there, and I have all of the former shows, the previous shows and interviews that I've done there. So that's a good way to go. So let's start on in, just like we do at the beginning of each of our shows here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. We're going to open up here using the 72 Names of God by Yehuda Berg, and absolutely wonderful, as you've heard me talk about that in the past. I just love how he keeps everything simple and put into everyday terms. And I'm going to just open up to a page here in the book and see what our message is for our show tonight and see what Yehuda has to share with us. Okay, and what I've got tonight is I've got memories. Now, Yehuda talks about this and says, "Do you constantly make the same mistake over and over again? Would you love to break the cycle?" I think so many times we are in that space and we keep repeating patterns in our lives and wondering, how do I break this cycle? How do I stop making these bad choices? Or how do I break through and not repeat this pattern again? And the insight with this says, when we make a huge mistake in our lives and we wind up paying for it dearly, we vow never to repeat it. We've learned our lesson, we tell ourselves. But as time goes by, the pain of our error gradually fades away, and soon we forget the price we paid. According to Kabbalah, the opportunity to repeat the same error inevitably returns to us, this time in a slightly dissimilar form, perhaps through a different circumstance or a different person, but the underlying problem is the same. We must confront this error over and over again until we internalize the lesson and remove the negative trait that led us to slip up in the first place. Each time we repeat the same mistake, our pain and our payment increase. Now, it's very interesting with this because I have a lot of people who will come in to me and they say, you know, I don't understand why I keep having the same thing happen, for example, in my relationships over and over again. And it's because they're not finding that issue. And if we don't, for example, in a relationship, let's say we don't work through something in a relationship, then we're going to experience it in the next relationship and the next one until we deal with it. And that's what Yehuda is saying here too. Now, he goes on to say something to meditate on in regards to this is the power of memory arises within your consciousness. Lessons of life are deeply ingrained into your being, including the lessons and wisdom filling the very pages of this book. This name also removes negative memories and activates greater memory retention. And the name that's pronounced for activating this is Vav Shen Resh. So very interesting there, Vav Shen Resh. And that helps us break that cycle when we use that name in here. So we thank you, Yehuda, for sharing that with us. And what I want to do is talk a little bit tonight about compassion and starting with a piece that is from the fifth chapter in my book, Activating Compassion, which talks about true and compassionate giving. So where you can receive more than you can give. And as I've touched on in previous weeks, if we want to receive, we need to learn how to give. And as we do this, we will set ourselves up to receive 3 to 10 times back in return for what we've given. And when we're giving, you really want to identify your focus for giving. So check and see if there's some conflicts in your giving and see who is being helped or hurt in your giving. A lot of times we think, oh, I'm giving to this person and I'm helping them and I'm doing this. But we don't always realize if there's a conflict there. Those conflicts can come up in different things. For example, perhaps we're giving somebody some gas money, but at the same time, that person takes that money then, and instead of using it for gas for their car, they go out and do something else with it that is more destructive. And those are the types of things where we have to see, you know, where's that conflict in giving? Are we actually wanting to give what we're giving? If we're not wanting to really give it, then we've got a conflict there. If we have a judgment going on that says, oh, they're probably not going to use the money to pay their utility bill this month. They're going to use it to go out and do some, you know, go grab beers at the bar or something like that. So there's different things like that that create conflicts. Also, we have to look at, you know, who are we really giving to? Is the person we're giving to actually going to take it and do something with it? Or is it creating another conflict in the sense of, let's say we help a friend out by staying at our house, and then that friend starts doing something illegal out of your house? Well, that could put your whole house in jeopardy, and that could you know, cause you to be in a position where you have no house, and then you're not in a position to help people. So it's very important to consider who's being helped and who's being hurt, and if there's any conflict in the giving that you're doing. Because if there's conflict there, then we're going to have a hard time getting that receiving back for us. Now, when we reach spaces where we're frustrated, we're feeling blocked and challenged and so on, what we're really experiencing there is a disconnect from spirit. What we want to do is get reconnected with spirit and to get things feeling better and moving again. By giving, we help others to connect with spirit. And at the same time, we let spirit know that we want to be connected. So when we're doing that genuine giving, it's really not only helping the other person, but it's also helping us to keep that connection there. Now, you heard me mention the aspect or the concept of a 3 to 10 time return on what we're giving. This is an interesting thing because sometimes we're going to get back exactly what we gave out. You know, let's say you gave somebody $1 and then somebody else gives you $3 to $10. Well, that's an obvious return there. But sometimes we get back that value or more than that value in something else. So we might give somebody a ride to work, which they save them $5, but then somebody else comes and helps us with a couple of hours of their time, and then that helps us out, and that's actually worth more like $30 to us. So it always comes around. It just may not be returned in exactly the same way. It may come through another channel, or it may be delayed a little bit. We might give something today, but then somebody gives something to us in 2 or 3 days from now. So this is part of why the positive thinking is really important. And our giving is really important because you want to think about the gifts that you need to be giving so that you can receive at a bigger and a stronger level in there. And you also want to take a look at where your blocks and your frustrations and your challenges are and ask yourself, what do you need in those situations? If you're feeling frustrated, what is it that you're trying to get? And whatever it is that you're trying to get is what you want to be giving. So, for example, if you have feelings of being deprived, give of yourself and to yourself. When you're lonely, give love to others. If you're worried, give peace to others. And then that comes back to you, and that magnifies to where you're getting those things as well. So a couple of affirmations I have that you can kind of work with. And one of the things about affirmations is we want to look at how we're phrasing affirmations. So a lot of times we think, oh, if I just put this positive statement out there, that that's going to be enough and that that's going to help us out there. And when we're looking at affirmations, then what we really want to do is make sure that we're getting them placed into the present moment, and we want them phrased in a way that what we're looking for has already happened in our life. So when we do this, that type of a phrasing places it, when we feel like something's actually already in existence in our life, the universe will give us more of that. So by phrasing it as if it's already in our life, the universe will build on that, or spirit will build on that. So looking at this concept that we've been dealing with here tonight, some of the affirmations, for example, you could use is, I am fully connected with spirit at all times and want to help others experience this too. Another one would be, I am blessed to receive so much more than I give. Another one would be, I give because I truly care about the well-being of others and want them to have an enjoyable and happy life. So, you know, that is some really big aspects right there. And I'm kind of watching here in our line, seeing if anybody has any questions or if they have anything that they want to ask about things. So just, you can always type in there if you don't want to call in. That's okay as well. I'm going to take a little look here. I thought it might be fun to maybe do a little meditation tonight on things. And I'm just going to jump in here and grab a meditation that I have here. And what we want to do is when we get ready to meditate, we want to take a little time to just make ourselves really comfortable. Not so comfortable necessarily that you're going to fall asleep, but but really, really comfortable. So for some people, they feel better sitting up in a chair. For some people, they feel better if they're laying down. And what you want to do is you want to start by getting your breathing slowed down. So just taking some deep breaths to where you can really let your body start relaxing and just start letting go in that sense. And let's do that. Let's just take a few minutes here and get yourself comfortable. Put yourself in a position where you'll be able to relax. And let's start by taking three deep breaths with each other. Breathe in. Let go. And breathe again. And let go. And breathe in. And let go. So the breath is actually allowing us to get very deeply relaxed. And now what you want to do is you want to picture yourself being surrounded with white light. It can be rotating around you. And just feel that white light encompassing all around you. And now focus on being able to give fully from your heart to the things that you can fully support. Just think about what that is that you could give to. It could be the well-being of people around you. It could be creating more peace in the universe. It could be developing your personal well-being. And listen. Listen and sense that someone is calling out to you for your help. Now, this might be somebody that you know or someone that you don't know. And just tune in to who that person is. And get a sense for where you might be. Now listen to what that person needs. Just sit and listen without comments, what they're sharing with you. And then picture a beautiful, pure light coming out of your heart and into that person that's sharing with you. And see that person receiving everything that they are asking for and more. And see all of the other people that are benefiting from your gift to them. And watch how things around you get better because of your giving. And now let yourself take a walk and find a place where you can simply sit and just feel the greatness of giving so purely to someone else. And after a short while, let spirit or divine presence come to you and present you with everything that you need and more than you have ever wanted, better than you've been asking for. And just sit and receive the magnificence of that gift. And then, when you're done being in this place, express your thanks for all that you've seen and for having time being connected to this energy. When you are ready, close your eyes and see yourself turn into swirling lights and leave this place. And now I want you to gradually let yourself reconnect with your physical body. Let your breathing start to come back up to a normal pace. As you start to restore your breathing, when you're ready, you can open your eyes. That's important that you don't rush to get up or start doing things. It's always important to drink water after doing a meditation because it'll help ground you back. Okay. It'd be interesting to hear if anybody has any comments of anything that they experienced during that meditation. They have anything that they'd like to share, because remember, as you're sharing, it really helps people, other people, to know what's going on or to relate to those experiences as well. Okay. And if anybody's got any coaching questions that they want, we can work on those as well. So what we're going to do at this time, and I think people might be just kind of out there a little bit right now, is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take a short break here. When I come back, I am going to be bringing on Amy Harris, and she, again, is going to be discussing her work as a chief vibrational officer, and we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and I'm going to play a little bit of music from Shimshai before I bring on Amy. This song is titled Be Here Now.
You don't have to be this and you don't have to be that now. Just be for eternity, yeah. You don't have to do this and you don't have to do that now. Just do whatever happens to be. You don't have to think this and you don't have to think that now. Don't think, but do it consciously, yeah. You don't have to love this and you don't have to love that now. Just love for eternity, yeah.
Jaja is ever.
And I want to just say welcome back here after that little break. That was music by Shem Shai, Be Here Now. And for those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And we are back. We're going to be bringing on Amy Harris. She is a philosopher, published author and poet, intuitive life guide, Tibetan, and and she'll have to probably correct me on that, Reiki master teacher and nutritional advisor, shiatsu practitioner. She works with an oracle, a universal conduit, energy artist, dream reader, and mistress of mindful meditation, who can be also booked for private or group sessions and speaking engagements. Her book is called The Truthful Intuitive Guide to Life Everlasting, or TIGLE, and it is available on Amazon.com. She explores various pieces of the human personality puzzle and teaches you how to overcome their inherent challenges while strengthening your inner guidance. In this way, we learn to live joyously in spite of and because of the obstacles we encounter while experiencing life, with reminders on how to stay positive using simple but profound practices. And her publication, or her next publication, excuse me, will be The Truthful Intuitive Guide to Reiki Healing. And following that will be five more books in her TIGLE series. I'm having trouble talking tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Amy on. Hi, Amy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful, Jessie. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Hanging in there a little bit. Hanging in after long hours on the road today.
I'm with you. It's been quite a week.
It
but
has.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, and which is here on Main Street Universe. And so tell us about how you got started into your work, what brought you to where you are today in creating and doing this work that you're doing.
Well, the story begins approximately 3 years ago when my mother was terminally ill with cancer. She was nearing the end of her life, and I was experiencing a lot of deep, intense emotions, as anyone would when a parent is going through that. I, as an energy healer, was also manifesting some of her symptoms in my own body. She was going through battling lung cancer that spread to other areas of her body. And the way it was manifesting in me was through bronchitis. And I was very, very ill for about a two-week period and couldn't work. And I was sleeping all the time. And what I was doing when I wasn't sleeping was writing. And this material that came through me and became the Truthful Intuitive Guide to Life Everlasting is a product of that period of time where I was channeling some materials that turned into something that not only helped me understand what I was going through at that time, but seems to be helping many people look at their life in a different mindset of the challenges that we experience in life, not just being challenges and getting stuck in those moments of difficulty, but being able to transmute or transform them into better things and different and more positive ways of looking at things to become stronger and learn, change, and grow from them. Right around that same time, I was recognized by a shaman-type healer who owned a wellness center as the energy healer that I was born as. And she wanted me to come in and do some work with her clients as a life coach, as she called it, being an empath intuit that I have always been, but having her recognize it in me in that time, I came up with the terminology of intuitive life guide, which is, you know, very similar to coaching, except that I am able to sit with somebody and hear their inner voice talking to me. Whatever they're saying in their words, there are things going on underneath the words and in between the lines, if you will, that are sort of shouting at me. And I can do nothing but bring that back to the person and say, okay, I hear what you're saying and I'm understanding everything you're saying, but how about this? Have you thought of this angle? This is what I'm tuning into within you, and I'd like to bring it back to you. And I saw that this was received very well. It seemed that people were having moments of enlightenment in the short periods of time that I was sitting with them, and to have that pointed out to me by this wonderful woman at that time in my life where I was feeling very, very scared and disconnected, and you know, obviously fearful about losing my mother and knowing that that was imminent at some point, to fully awaken to the fact that I could help people move through their difficult moments in life was very cathartic for me.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, yeah, at the end of, you know, that period of illness, having produced this work and kind of showing it to my husband and him looking at it and saying, well, I don't think this is like what you've been doing your whole life where you're just writing things. I think you've actually written something that you can publish and that will be well received by people. And I'm so happy that you recognize that, because that's where this has gone over the last couple of years, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Wow, and I can only imagine. I mean, quite a ride. I mean, being empathic myself, I understand that taking on of other people's energy or tuning into their energy and feeling what they're feeling, and that can be an extremely intense experience to go through and
exactly.
to deal with. And, you know, I know myself, but do you have advice, like going through that, do you have advice for some of our listeners out there that might be also are empathic, as far as, you know, what do you do with that energy when you're sitting there and you're not feeling well, you know, you're taking these things on and you're feeling these pains and these emotions and things like that. What do you, you know, how do you go about releasing that?
I love that question. As you were beginning to ask the question, the word that came to me was boundaries. And I will say that I am by no means a master regarding what you're getting at here in terms of creating boundaries with the energy that is coming into me when I'm not being mindful enough of what's going on with the people around me. It is sometimes a daily challenge depending on how my energy level is and how I'm feeling emotionally and spiritually at any given moment. But I would say, you know, it really is an exercise in mindfulness and awareness. And if I think about what you were doing with us during the meditation guidance that you gave us earlier, which, by the way, was wonderful. I really enjoyed having you walk me through that. It was very relaxing. What I heard you talk about in the beginning was breathing. And when you recognize, the first step in all of this, of course, is recognizing that you're highly empathic and intuitive, and understanding that these sudden changes in mood, if there's nothing going on in your life that should be causing that, there's most likely a reason that is happening elsewhere outside of yourself. And breathing into that, into your emotions and into your feelings, and seeing, hey, you know, what's going on in my life is really okay right now. And then checking in around you. If you're around other people, sometimes it can be quite clear as to the direction it's coming from. You may, if you're very highly empathic, as I am and as I feel you are, Jesse, you may be receiving general universal feeds or signals from people that are not even near you, that you're just tuned into their frequency. I feel like you might know what I'm talking about when I say that.
Yeah.
And it can be quite confusing and challenging, but really to the breathing, I believe, is the number one thing that helps you remain grounded and be able to rationalize these thoughts and feelings that you're having. And I think reminding yourself that even though you're experiencing feelings, you don't have to own them. It doesn't have to make you who you are in that moment if it's not feeling good. It's just something that's moving through you, and perhaps you can think about it in terms of letting it flow through and releasing it. And then, you know, the boundary word again, just remembering to put up whatever you see as boundaries for yourself. And for some people it would be sort of, you know, a shield of armor around them, or even, I liked what you did in your meditation talking about being surrounded by white light is a beautiful balancing and healing energy. But just understanding in your mind that you're in control of your life, and it is up to you if you would like to stop the flow of energy that is not working for you, that is coming into you in that moment.
And you bring up such a good point there that I think is easy for people to forget about, and that is we're always in control of what's happening in our life. And there's a lot of people that sometimes I think feel like, no, I don't have control over this, you know. I don't have control over what's happening in my life. But we do, because in the sense we always have control over how we respond to a situation and
absolutely,
what we're creating in our life. You know, whether we're creating these positive experiences or whether we're creating these negative experiences.
Absolutely. We are creating it all. We're manifesting as we go here. And, you know, when I think about you and the amazing work you're doing in the compassion arena, another interesting sort of philosophical thought process I have on a regular basis is, you know, a part of me bristles at the word boundaries, because the way we are able to access our compassion and empathy for others is by taking such boundaries down to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I often worry that if I'm protecting myself too much, I will not be able to access that compassion link to the extent I know I need to in order for us to impact one another's lives to the positive extent we need to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think what helps me in those moments, if I can be mindful enough to remember, is that we are separate people. All are one in all of that wonderful love and philosophy, but we are separate bodies, and the body can only handle what the body can handle. And that's going to be different for every person. It's on a very individual basis. So, yes, we have compassion links, but we do need these sort of energy boundaries between us to remind ourselves that we are separate entities walking around here on this planet, and that it's important to maintain those boundaries.
And those physical boundaries, they shift with different periods of our life, because what our body might be able to handle at one point in our life, it may not deal with in another point of our life.
Absolutely.
So you can take the same thing and two different points, two different experiences and results with it as well. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. Now, you call yourself a chief vibrational officer. What is that? I don't think that's a term that a lot of people are familiar with.
It's something that has been, you know, a topic of conversation and highly amusing for various reasons, as you can imagine. But what that really stems from is the fact that in my former career that was sort of chosen for my family as opposed to, you know, what I'm here on this planet to do, I had passed the CPA exam, and I was in the world of finance and accounting for 18 years operating as a chief financial officer of small businesses. And so this shift for me from CFO to CVO, and then, you know, recognizing that I'm an empath and I'm operating on a frequency that is a vibrational frequency with people. It's just something that, again, was it kind of the wording came to me, and I laughed and I thought, oh boy, you know, this is going to be taken in some directions I don't really want it to be taken, but I'm happy to explain that that's really what it is that, you know, I'm vibing you. And, mm-hmm. you know, the idea is to for us to all be vibing one another in the way of feeling one another's feelings in order to make connections of compassion, you know, for example, and many other connections that we're trying to make just to understand why we're in one another's lives. So that's where that, that terminology came about.
Which is great. You know, it's really wonderful, you know, that being vibrationally based, that opening up to that. I mean, it's a great term. It's catching.
Now, well, when you experience that with people, you know, for the first time in your life, when you really are on a similar frequency and sort of everything you're talking about is, you're having almost these telepathic moments with one another. It's the feeling you get from that is something you don't want to move away from, and you want to recreate again and again with every person you encounter.
Yeah. And that's great, you know, and then having that ability to tune in that way and bring it together that way. I really like how you've done that in here. Now, tell us, you have something that you talk about in your book, and it's the human personality puzzle. What is that, and what is that about?
Well, I feel that there are many, many facets to human beings. On any given day, we may be experiencing several different pieces of ourselves that we're trying to move together into a whole picture. The way my book is structured, it has 21 topics, and it varies from, you know, the sort of table of contents, I call it a guide to the guide, has to do with topics like learners, life mates, philosophers, pioneers, and so on and so forth. If I were to give you an example out of the book, During your meditation, I opened to a random page to see what it would bring forth when you were asking, during our meditational moment guided by you, what we wanted to be looking at, and I just asked what the universe most needed in this moment. Opened the book to a page called All True Speakers Know, and that's the format is, you know, in the table of contents, the page would have been referenced as speakers. And the book is structured in a think, speak, act format, sort of three paragraphs on each page, and on the opposite page, a picture and a small meditation. So I'll read the page now entitled All True Speakers Know. All true speakers know they must always speak their truth, and that it could never be to a fault, because everyone really does want what is best for everyone else when desires are spoken with passion. And then, you know, the speak portion of the think, speak, act is what you would refer to and have referred to earlier as an affirmation. It's in quotes. It's the affirmation for this, All True Speakers Know, is, I take care of myself by stating my wants and needs at all times. I speak my truth with love, strength, and courage, knowing the universe is listening and will conspire to bring me my greatest and highest good. And what that action might look like is entitled at the bottom of the page, State Intentions. Your wish is your command. So make sure your desires are spoken often and in great detail. And the picture on the opposing page is of a dragonfly. And the meditation under the dragonfly says, the universe awaits and quickly answers vociferous need. Mm. And on any given day, and this is a theme actually, I was thrilled to open to this page because when I do something like, you know, what does the universe need to know? And then I open a page like this, and all throughout the past week with my clients and just around in general, I've been seeing a theme of people feeling that it is difficult for them to express themselves with others in a way that honors who they are, where they can feel empowered and self-confident and self-worthy. So, you know, that, yeah, if that's a missing piece of your puzzle, that's a tough one to be missing.
Yeah.
So,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not even sure, you know, where to elaborate on that. Yeah, when you get into those pieces, there's just so much of that to absorb in and to take in. And
on any given day, at any given moment, when we talk about the pieces of the human personality puzzle, we may feel very split regarding how we're thinking about things and how we're feeling about things and who we are. Who we wake up and feel like on a given day, you know, do we feel mm-hmm. good? Do we feel bad? Do we feel in control? Do we feel out of control? How are we judging ourselves and how do we feel others are judging us? And,
right.
you know, constantly trying to work towards feeling like a whole person with all of the stresses that we encounter in daily life.
Yeah. And I think that's the challenge right there is, trying to get it into daily life for people because there are these stresses and tensions that come up, and it's easy when you go and you separate someplace and you do something, but then trying to keep it in everyday life, I think, is the challenge. But that's also where a lot of times if we are incorporating it on a regular and frequent basis that we have fewer and fewer of those challenges coming up for us.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what you were reading out of the book that you start your programs with every week, and the memories And what you're speaking about right now is alluding to that, making the same mistakes over and over, having these cycles repeat in your life. And, you know, there's that saying, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Right.
So, you know, sort of getting out of that repetitious cycle, maybe moving out of that box that you're in, where you either were conditioned to think and act a certain way, or you've even conditioned yourself out of habit throughout your life, stepping out of that cycle, trying something different, even if it doesn't make sense to you. Just try anything to move you
exactly.
out of that moment. And hopefully
yeah, anything to get the energy moving is important.
Exactly.
In there. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, how do you help people overcome their inherent challenges while strengthening their inner guidance?
Well, regarding the life guidance end of things, and personal challenges, the goal is to, as you were saying earlier in your show, you want to create a thought process that is only positive. You want to be, you know, in this moment, not thinking, as you said, about what you want happening in the future, but living it as if it's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can look at that challenge from the positive mindset and not be stuck in the problem, but deciding, you know, here's my challenge, here's what I would really want it to look like, and of course, would want it to look like implies future, so correcting that, as you said earlier. Here's what
right.
it is, period.
Right.
This is the reality I choose now, is already moving you into that better vibrational frequency, into that higher frequency of love and positive thinking, and literally rewiring your brain to the knowledge that that is the moment you're choosing. It is now, and that's what you want it to look like. And once you train yourself to do this on a regular basis and it becomes innate, you begin to see your challenges as, and it sounds strange until you've kind of, you know, wrapped your head around how to do this and do it on a regular basis, but you see it as almost an exciting thing. Like, this has now mm-hmm. occurred in my life and I'm feeling bad about it, but hold on. I'm not going to get stuck in the feeling bad. What can I do immediately to make myself feel better? And that looks like a bunch of different stuff to people. Sometimes people need to go out in nature and look at the trees and the beautiful flowers and the sky. Some people will, mm-hmm. you know, climb into a bathtub with candles.
Right.
Whatever that looks like for you, some people will just sit quietly and breathe. Whatever that looks like, you move into a better way of feeling and emoting. And then you are seeing this challenge as a way, as not a problem, but as using the word challenge, as a way of moving forward in life and becoming stronger. Because
mm-hmm.
I believe in my heart that that is why we're presented in life with difficulties and challenges. We're supposed to learn, change, and grow from them and become stronger people.
Right.
And I feel that, you know, this is so important in the year 2012, and we're all understanding the paradigm shift that's going on here. Whether we understand it at a conscious level or not, we're feeling the challenge of watching the people we love, whether it's us or the people around us, really struggle like we've never struggled before.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there's going to be a release at some point. We don't know when it's coming. So we're sort of faced with a year of one challenge after the next. And when I speak this to people, they say, I mean, how do you know that? Like, how do you know this is what I've been going through? This is unbelievable. Like, it's some kind of, you know, epiphany I've had. But really, I'm going through it in my own life, and I'm seeing others go through it. It's just something I've observed, and something that goes right along the lines with what people who have been spiritually minded over the last many years have been seeing coming. And, you know, 2012 is the year of the shift, and so we have to embrace it as this incredible opportunity for rapid transformation and growth in our lives. And sort of, you know, the sentence, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, comes to mind.
Right.
You do get stronger by moving through these things and gaining the beauty of hindsight, so that you are doing it differently as you move forward in your life.
Yeah, and that is that key, you know, getting in there and tapping into that inner shift. And there's shifts, so many shifts happening on so many different levels right now. Now, what you were talking about a little bit earlier, where you went into the book or whatever, is that the oracle that you use?
Yeah, I have been called an oracle in terms of when I do readings for people, when I'm channeling both what's going on inside of them and what the powers that be around us are gifting me really to pass on to my clients. It's looked at as where they're headed in their future lives and selves. You know, I remind them about free will. And I say, you know, here's the situation now. Here's where you're headed. And you now have the ability to take that and continue on your path.
Right.
Which is very clear. And I can give it to you in great detail, and here it is, and here's what's going to pan out. Or you can use what we call free will. Mm-hmm. And you can decide, you know, I don't really like this path I'm on, and what's being created by me, and taking responsibility for that is a big factor in that, Jesse.
Yeah.
I do find that a lot of people want to look outward when there are issues going on, and then very happily will pat themselves on the back when they're doing good things in their lives. I feel it's important to have accountability and responsibility for everything. And, you know, just taking, again, taking responsibility for how things are going and understanding that when you're presented with information, whether it's through a life guidance session with myself or with anyone else who walks into your life and says, hey, I've been noticing this about you, that's important information as well. You should really be stopping and saying, I mean, why is that coming to me? Is this the first time I'm hearing that? Is that the second time? Is that the 10th time? If you're, you know, waiting until you get to the 10th time in life, I mean, you've really got to understand that you're not being fully responsible. And we're not talking about even responsibility to others, which, of course, is at play there as well. But first and foremost, a responsibility to yourself and your life, and understanding that you're not really here on this planet to be in misery.
Right.
If you're experiencing life in a miserable fashion, something is definitely wrong, and you need to really break apart what's going on in your life and, you know, put it under a microscope and understand that you're here to be happy and feel joyous and feel good and start making moves in that direction. So that's, you know, when I'm talked about as being an oracle, for me, I guess the word psychic, even though I'm told by psychics that's what I am and I'm on the psychic scale as an empath, oracle is a more comfortable word for me. It's a word that is from the ages, you know, thousands of years ago, and maybe there's some ancestral stuff going on there that's coming through me for sure. I don't know. It's certainly not being generated from my own brain when I'm getting these feelings and these vibrations from people that I'm giving to them about what's occurring in their lives. And then they come back and say, that really panned out exactly as you said.
Right.
Yeah. Or I made this change. I don't know whether that would have happened or not because this is the change I made. And then I get a hit as to whether that was a good change for them. And we go from there. So that's what that's sort of about.
Nice. What I would like to do, Amy, is that, to have you tell people how they can reach you, how they can get hold of you. And again, I put it out there, if anybody's got a question for Amy, I'd love to hear it. And, you know, we'd be happy to address that, whether it's in chat or on the lines. I don't seem to have anything coming in at the moment. So, Amy, if you want to go ahead and share how people can reach you, how they can get hold of you or find out more information about you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you. Jesse said, my book is available on Amazon.com under the Truthful Intuitive Guide to Life Everlasting. My website is www.tigellc.com, spelled TIGELELC.com, and TIGEL being the acronym for the book, The Truthful Intuitive Guide to Life Everlasting, which is how you would search it on Facebook. And then on Twitter and LinkedIn, my handles are Amy J. Harris. I can be reached for any sort of guidance work. If you have questions about being an empath, being a high intuitive, you're curious about Reiki energy healing, or any of the other things that you'll see on my social networking sites or my website, you can contact me at my my cell phone number, 215-813-6700, and leave a message for me. If I'm not available, I will get back to you very quickly. And then, of course, you can also email me, amy@tigellc.com. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's correct. Sorry. And so it's amy@tigellc.com. And I think that covers it.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I really want to thank you for being on. I wish I had some more questions here for you or people asking questions tonight, but it seems to be kind of a quiet night that way.
Quiet, yeah. And you know, I've really enjoyed our conversation, Jesse. I'm thrilled that you're coming to the area here, and you know, you're coming close on your compassion tour in Pottstown, and I very much look forward to meeting with you in person, and I thank you so much for inviting me to the show tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure, and I'm so happy to have you here. And again, Amy's in the Pottstown, Pennsylvania area, where I am doing a two-night workshop. Thanks to her assistance, it'll be at the Academy of Massage Therapy and Body Work. It's happening October 17th and 18th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the title of the workshop is Free and Easy, and it's about how to gain a stronger sense of being free in your life and having a sense of freedom while making your life easier to handle. And the cost of the workshop is $120 for both nights. And then bonuses on that workshop, I am giving away one free copy of each of my books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Workbook, and 2 free weeks of unlimited email coaching as well. So that's a $2,250 value right there. And in this workshop, participants are going to learn how to identify hidden layers of judgment and how to release them, learn how to activate and implement compassion into everyday life, gain an understanding of the impact of compassion it has on our life, learn how to create better relationships with those around you, and learn how to break from what has been holding you back. And again, you can register for this event at CompassionTourPottstownPA.eventbrite.com. And don't forget also, there's a full weekend workshop happening in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania on October 20th and 21st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And again, the link on that is Compassion Tour Phoenixville, PA.eventbrite.com on that. And if you want to check out any of the other venues or all the venues that are available to register for, you can go to jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. I've got events coming up in addition to the two in Pennsylvania there, Glen Echo, Maryland, Evansville, Indiana, which is a fundraiser, Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a fundraiser. And you can find out more about me and the work I'm doing at facebook.com/activatingcompassion. Again, the replays and other interviews are listed there in the notes tab there. And you can also go to my blog at getyourblissontumblr.com. And then my website, which is bliss.fritzi.com. So many, many ways to get hold of us. And I guess because we don't have anybody calling in tonight, I think what we're going to do is just kind of wrap up a little bit early here tonight. And I will be seeing everybody back here next week. Next week, I am going to be having a couple of different people on. I'm going to have Therilyn Bunker on, I believe it is. Therilyn Bunker is going to be on next week talking about Chiari, which is a very interesting defect that happens in the body where the brain is actually compressing down on the spinal column. And that is one of the fundraisers that I'm doing in Evansville, Indiana, as well as I'm also going to have John Edmonds on, who is the owner of Hopeful Hooves, which is a horse and animal rescue group in Arizona. So I am going to leave you tonight with another song here by Shem Shai. And again, I apologize that we're kind of wrapping it up early, but without any questions going on tonight, I think that's what we're going to do. And I will see everybody back here next week. And I hope you have a very, very blessed week. Thank you, everybody. And I'll see you back here next week on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour.
And if I could see what makes me blind, I would soar to the edge of my mind. And to touch what seems unreal, just to show you the way that I feel. We are in time with time, one with season of change inside. And we are in tune with the tune, caught in a balance of sun and moon. Oh, deep inside, the light within, shining. Show you it's here to begin. When all I have is all I need, I will soar to the edge of eternity. And we see it eye to eye, one within love to be for the divine. And we're walking hand in hand, caught in the balance of God and man. Learning to walk just a little bit slower, whispering secrets, I bet you can't keep it. No turning back now, this time we'll reveal it. Once you are gone, the road will discover the essence within the most beautiful lover. Time is still turning, the love is still burning. Deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning for.
Your spirit, your heart is still yearning for over and over.